Hard to believe that in 1 month, Valentine's Day will be here. So that means that if you're wanting to be an aspiring poet, you need to start working on your roses are red, violets are blue pose. But it also means that we are getting ready for the Gift from the Heart Radiothon. And with me, Allison Clemens from the Health Services Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. I wish I had come with a pose then, because I could have had a nice little poem for you about a very special department over at South Shore Regional.
It's the best place to play hide and seek.
I see you.
So some great news. That is the department that's reaping the benefit.
Yeah, and it's really, we haven't raised funds for South Shore Regional, for the intensive care unit at South Shore Regional Hospital through Radiothon in about 10 years.
Okay.
So it's definitely time that it came around. We do like to spread the love, if you will, for Radiothon throughout the hospital. But the intensive care unit has been through a lot, especially over the last 4 years with COVID. And so it's time that we, you know, bring the funds there, focus in on what they need. And, you know, the post-pandemic world, if you will, even though COVID's still around, the ICU needs a lot of things. And so we are here to make it a better place, because if you find yourself in the ICU or your loved one finds themselves in the ICU, it's not good. You're not there for fun.
There's only two ways out, and hopefully it's the walking
it's
that
the
gets
good
you
one.
Out of there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So if we look at the department and the changes, I guess I've heard some reference to almost like MASH with your lack of walls and makeshift. So that's one of the things on the list.
Yeah, and so, you know, the Board of the Health Services Foundation is still finalizing what that list looks like. We have approved some equipment to purchase, but absolutely, you know, if you were to walk through those doors, you would notice a difference in maybe what you would have expected from a hospital department. When COVID hit, and I am in no way a medical professional, but when COVID hit, you know, the way that the care was being delivered, it's not that it was open concept, but there was more of a curtain aspect to it. And with COVID, as we all know, it's very contagious. So walls had to go up, but it was more makeshifty walls. And so, but we now know from all the lessons we learned over COVID that we need these proper walls in place, that there are other equipment, you know, whether it's beds or even the chairs in which the care is received in. This equipment needs to step up. And so we're here to step up and make it a reality here at South Shore Regional.
So each year we set a bit of a goal as to what we're trying to raise with Gift from the Heart Radiothon. Have we set that mark yet?
We are looking at $150,000, and our community, it sounds like such a big number, and it is a big number.
It is,
you know, I don't have that in my purse right now, or ever, but our community has always been so wonderful, and stepping up community groups, we've had several service clubs already reach out. And we even for like the online auction, which is coming up, you know, we'll be launching in just over 2 weeks in case anyone's interested in donating a prize. But we have some of our traditional people who have already come back, like Crozier's. But we also have had some new people come and step up, like Hot Lobster Fisheries and Jolly Roll Quilts and other fine businesses like that all around the South Shore. So, you know, we'd love it if you're business or your community group or you as a person would consider making a donation on Valentine's Day. But if you're a little, I don't know what to do, donate a prize if you have a prize to donate, because that's a wonderful way to give back, because that online auction is always solid and always fun.
It's funny when you mention about how 150 sounds like such a big number. The initial Gift from the Heart Radiothon, the hope was 15,000.
I do hope for 15,000.
So, but you think about that, and that year alone, it was I think we were in the 50 mark.
Yeah.
So had no idea how well it would work.
No.
And here we are. You know, this is year what?
14.
I lost count. 14.
Yeah.
And 150 is not an unattainable number anymore.
No, it's not. And you know, it's a great point. Is that Radiothon over its 14-year history has run the gamut from, you know, that initial goal of 15,000 to, it was over COVID, we hit $200,000. Now we are very sensitive to the fact that life isn't easy. We were just having this conversation about bills and interest rates and all that kind of fun stuff, and we absolutely appreciate what the realities of the world are right now. But if you do have a little extra cash that you would like to donate, or you want to invest in your hospital and do good and give back, this is a wonderful opportunity to do so.
And that's the beauty of Radiothon. That $5 donation, that 50 cent donation, it all matters, it all adds up, and this is a chance to help out with as little as you can.
Absolutely. And there will be fun ways to give back as well. Not only the online auction, but the porters over at Social Regional have their 50-50 that's going to be up. There's going to be a fundraising effort from the Women's and Children's and Ambulatory Care Unit. They'll have a basket raffle. So there will be like fun ways to be involved. And just calling up and making your pledge is fun. You can make that donation from Fluffy the Cat. Fluffy loves to give every year.
Fluffy is very generous.
Yes. Very generous. Yeah. That is a cat with some fur-lined pockets, if you know what I mean.
So you mentioned the online auction that is kicking off in a couple weeks' time.
Yes, January 31st.
Okay. And as for the 50-50, that's already on sale.
That's already on sale. So if you see any porters or you're at Social Regional and you would like to purchase some tickets, they are $2 each, 3 for $5. We will find you your tickets. You just come by that foundation office that's in the main level, but off to the side by security. They like to keep us by security. Well, you know how it is. We will hook you up with tickets. Not a problem.
All right. What about online presence leading up or until the actual auction gets kicked off? Is there a place we can go to find out more?
Always, Jonathan. You have this work. So healthservicesfoundation.ca. Under the events tab, there is Radiothon as well as our social medias. And I'm sure you guys at cghk.ca will have some stuff as well.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for dropping in.
Thank you.
And here we go to a big fundraiser for the ICU. Gift from the Heart Radiothon coming up on Valentine's Day.